Were Biden's remarks interpreted there as a less than wholehearted warning to Putin to not invade?
Well, I mean, that's an understatement. I mean, they watched those remarks, I think with horror. One Ukrainian official who I've been in close contact with while this marathon press conference is underway said that he was, I'm quoting here, shocked that President Biden would give a green light to Vladimir Putin in this way, that the U.S. president would distinguish between an incursion and an invasion, and then suggest that a minor incursion would elicit, a lesser response than a more full invasion. The big concern, of course, which is what he was alluding to, is that it gives Putin, and this is another quote from me, it said it gives the green light to Putin to enter Ukraine at his pleasure. And that's not just one Ukrainian official. Other Ukrainian officials have responded in a similar way. Kiev, in the words of another, is stunned by what President Biden had to say. And the reason for that is twofold. First of all, a minor incursion is perhaps the preferred option of Vladimir Putin. There's been a lot of talk in military circles about a land corridor being seized in the east of Ukraine by Russian forces, where there are tens of thousands of troops gathered, of course, in order to connect the war zone, the rebel-occupied war zone, and the Crimean Peninsula, which has already been annexed by Russia. So that's the kind of incursion that would, perhaps be the number one option.